This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? Woo! I feel good. I think I'm a little bit less stressed. You know, I put on the news this morning, and I've been noticing the last couple days, yeah, there's a lot to talk about, but it just doesn't seem to be as negative. I don't know. People are still ripping on Trump, and Trump's ripping on CNN, and I know that's going on. It just doesn't seem to be as negative. Now, maybe it's because everybody's starting to get to the holiday swing of things. You know, this could be a very, very stressful time. You know, family, it's cold, snow. I mean, I live in Vegas. We still haven't gotten snow, but it was like 30-some degrees this morning. So if we got any precipitation, see, the problem with Las Vegas, we live in the desert. But it's a very interesting desert because Arizona has a lot of desert, okay? Northern Nevada has high desert. Desert will get rain. It will get precipitation. That's why the cacti get all fat, because they soak up whatever moisture there is. Doesn't rain that often, but it gets rain. And you usually get snow in desert areas. Maybe not the Sahara, but you definitely can get snow in the United States in the desert. The only place where we rarely see snow is Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm no meteorologist. I know a lot of you guys think, really, Dahlia? You really seem to be very well, you know, versed on meteorologic properties of weather. And thank you for that. I am. I'm very well versed. But I have to admit my shortcomings. Okay? I don't understand why Vegas doesn't get the precipitation it needs when other deserts do. I was driving through Phoenix, Arizona, right, because I was there for Thanksgiving, and it rained. I remember living in Phoenix. It was raining, and the desert had a lot of green. Vegas, very brown. Now, I realized why we don't. Vegas is very glittery, okay, which is why I love it so much. We got the twinkly lights. We got the big resorts. We got Bellagio fountains. And what I think happens, and again, I'm not a meteorologist, but I think what happens is Las Vegas really confuses the atmosphere, such that the clouds that start to come into Vegas, and it's windy. We have windier days than Chicago. I'm telling you that right now. It gets windier than Chicago and Las Vegas. So the clouds do come in. But I think they get scared to high heaven of everything that's going on, that they get the hell out. Have you guys ever flown into Las Vegas and you saw a beacon of light just shine up? And you're like, oh my gosh, what the hell is that? It's a Luxor Hotel. The Luxor Hotel has this light that beams up into the sky. That has got to scare the hell out of the clouds. Not to mention, we have the stratosphere thing. And the stratosphere, I think, really, really scares weather patterns. Because when the wind likes to blow, they're expecting either a bunch of buildings or flat. They aren't expecting building, flat, building, 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 flat, 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 building, building, stratosphere. So the wind doesn't know what the hell to do. So the wind comes in. Again, I this is with all my meteorological background, and I have a little of it. Wind comes in, swoops through, goes through the Mandalay Bay up to the Tropicana, says hi to the Bellagio, goes towards the Mirage, Venetian, gets all the way up there, swings around, and you know what? It comes back up. And then the sky, because remember, the sky has to feed on what's happening beneath it. So the sky's like, all right, well, what's going on down there? Like, I just don't know. You know, there's a bunch of people with, you know, beer goggles, and I just don't know. And they go, you know what, let's just pass on this one. And we'll go over to Utah. And here's Utah all green. I don't understand. Now, somebody could say, well, it's the mountains and it's the tobacco. I don't know, but I blame the lights. I think the Las Vegas lights and I think the tourists that come to Las Vegas scare the rain and snow away. Now, some people will say, well, Dr. Dolly, you shut up. And I mean, they say that all the time. But for this particular subject, they would say, Dr. Dolly, shut up because we want tourists to come and we don't want the snow. So keep the snow out of here so tourists come. Yeah, but, you know, you have, you know, what, almost 2 million people living here in Las Vegas proper that would like to have a little bit of snow Christmas time. So this is what I suggest we do. I suggest what we do is, when it's nighttime, we just try and shut off some of the lights. Okay? And we take turns. And we just very slowly ease the glitter back. So let's say we think a bunch of clouds are coming with some rain. Everybody lay low. We shut down the electricity. We let the clouds come in. They may drop some rain. As soon as you think those clouds are empty, you know, like when you empty your bladder, flip those lights back on. The clouds will zoom away because they do. They zoom away fast. I've never seen clouds move faster than I, you know. Maybe it's because their wives are yelling at them, telling them, you know, not to be looking at Glitter Gulch. Anyway, so they run away, and then we have the clear skies. But we have got to do something because there's no precipitation. And it really is driving me crazy. But it's cold enough. Everybody's like, Dahlia, it doesn't matter. If it rains, it's not going to get cold enough. That's the problem with Las Vegas. On the days where it's super cold, there's no precipitation. On the days when there's precipitation, it's 40, 50 degrees. And we just never get the snow. I mean, yeah, we got the snow a couple times. I remember once making a snowball. It was, well, once we had a snow day, it snowed one morning. And it snowed a lot. And so the schools contacted us saying we were going to have a snow day. Now, I never had a snow day growing up in Phoenix and Vegas, so I didn't know what that meant. Doesn't mean the kids go to school and start shoveling the sidewalk. My husband says, no. Snow day means they don't go to school. So I take them to the office with me because I had to work. You know, that sucks with snow day. Now your kids are out of school. What am I supposed to do with them? I got to work. So I bring them to work, and my mom calls, and she hears the kids in the background going, why are they, you know, not in school? And I go, well, it was a snow day. It's now about 9:15 in the morning. She looks outside. She's like, what snow? Now, snow had already melted. I go, I know. Snow melted. It's a snow day, and the kids are out of school. It's ridiculous. It was already 50 degrees, and the kids are out of school on a snow day. So I love Vegas. I can't see myself living anywhere else, but I really think this weather pattern is stupid. Okay, speaking of states and cities and weather, the best and worst states for diabetes, in case you guys are needing a reason to move, we're going to talk about that. And the periodic table has, I think, 4 new elements. Chemistry students are ticked. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DIE-DELLY. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is very interesting. James Madison University student, okay, was only 21 years old, and he accidentally overdosed on opioids at a fraternity party. But they say he was drinking a poppy tea. I guess this is something else now that we have to be looking out for, a poppy tea. Stephen Austin Underhill was a junior majoring in engineering. He was found dead at Phi Gamma Delta fraternity house February 21. Toxicology report found he had a high dosage of opioids in his system. Police say he had ingested a homemade poppy tea, which is a home brew, and it's supposed to give you a hallucinogenic high. The Harrisonburg Police Department warned the public against ingesting poppy tea following the young boy's death. 21 years old, Tavis, young boy. As it has been described as an intoxicating solution made from common household products, including poppy seeds. They say authorities said in a February press release that the homemade brew's potency can obviously vary from batch to batch, right, because they're, you know, making it up themselves. This obviously isn't an FDA-approved, pretty consistent, regulated mixture. And Lieutenant Kurt Boshart said this is something new on the local scene that students and parents should be very concerned about. It is not illegal to purchase or combine any of the constituent materials, but the end product can produce serious and even deadly reactions to anyone who drinks it. Now, apparently there's a lot of recipes for poppy tea. I am not going to go through those recipes because I do not want somebody listening and decide to make this poppy tea because, like, ooh-wee. But again, I used to call my daddy Puppy. Hi, Puppy. Puppy will make some tea. Yeah, Puppy tea. Different tea. Okay? If your dad is making you tea, a cup of tea, that's not what we're talking about. According to his obituary, Stephen Underhill had gone by his middle name, Austin. He was an avid soccer player, played competitively on travel teams at school, played piano, snowboarding. And it's so heartbreaking because this young man who had a very promising life did something stupid. Underhill's Phi Gamma Delta brother, Austin Zizemore, launched a GoFundMe page that raised $7,500 to help the family with funeral expenses. Now, they say this poppy tea is an herbal infusion, again, but it's brewed from poppy straw or seeds. Side effects include drowsiness, stomach ache, lethargy, urinary retention, constipation, and nausea. At higher doses, it becomes dangerous and can cause death through factors like respiratory arrest or inhalation and vomiting. Frequent users can become dependent, and withdrawal can cause cramps, insomnia, craving, lethargy, mental problems. They said there have been a number of deaths reported from drinking poppy tea, including a teenager from Nova Scotia and a young Tasmanian man, both back in 2012. So this now poppy tea thing is on the rise. Remember, kids do stupid stuff. And it frustrates us. I mean, I got two boys. One is supposed to be going off to college in about a year and a half. Yeah, I think he's going to have the grades to do it. He's just really gotten his poop together, and he's got good grades all of a sudden. Like, really, really? You're going to college today? I'm going to college. I mean, we're not expecting academic scholarships, but still going to college. I'm pretty happy about that. That's my baby boy. Smart kid. Just, you know, wow. It's like he's a late bloomer, and all of a sudden now it's like, wow, got his poop together. And with, you know, you worry because they're very, very excited about college life, a fraternity. And, you know, and I'm not opposed to fraternities or sororities. I think fraternities and sororities are awesome. I think the idea of having instantaneous friends, an instant support group, a network group later in life, I love that, where if you went to a high school or you went to a, or you were a part of a fraternity or whatever, you have a bond. And I really, really love with fraternities, the play it forward, pay it forward. I love that, where your alumni or legacy come back and help. Like, my husband was AE Pi. So every time AE Pi has something going on, he'll go and donate, or he'll like, if they're selling fireworks or whatever, and he'll, you know? And so it's, I'm really, really a fan of that. And I'm going to tell you guys something. Fraternity parties aren't the only parties that are going on in college. Okay? I would say 1/10 of all the beer guzzling, whatever happens at these things, was done by fraternities when I was going to college. Other people were just, putting it on themselves. So when your kid goes off to school, you have to make a decision. And for those of you that don't have kids in college, you're like, okay, well, this doesn't apply. But, when our kids, and remember, these kids, it applies to all of us because these are the kids that are going to be supporting us later. Okay, I'm not trying to sound selfish here, but I want kids to make it as long as they can, right, and live as long as they can, and be fruitful and multiply, because these are our future generations. And I want my legacy to continue through them. I want these kids to do well and prosper. I don't want to see them, you know, doing stupid. And unfortunately, this kid did some stupid, and they just don't know. And I talked about this, where what I think we need to do is kids need graphics. They really, really do. You can't say don't do drugs. What worked for us in the 1980s? Maybe it didn't work, but what did hit the message home? Remember there was that skillet with the eggs, right? This is your brain, and this is your you know, you look at an egg, and then the eggs, you know, start to fry up, and this is your brain on drugs, or I forget how that went, but I remember eggs, I remember frying, but you know what? I don't think that was enough. Okay, I didn't do drugs because of that egg commercial. I didn't do drugs because I was really scared to death of not succeeding. I was very, very scared. So, you know, we need to show kids what happens. They need to see somebody. Like, for example, somebody could get so drunk that they basically drown in their own vomit. They're slumped over somewhere, or they're propped up against a wall. And they start to vomit in their sleep as they're passed out. It goes into their lungs, and they pass out and die. All right? They say maybe it's alcohol intoxication. Maybe it's... And you know, and many times, yeah, that's what happens. Why aren't we showing kids pictures of that? Why aren't we showing an actor and that happened? All right? I bet if somebody pictured themselves sitting there vomiting in front of everybody and then suffocating, they might think twice. Same thing with going through all these crazy, you know, I liked 22 Jump Street. 22 Jump Street apparently was talking about this new drug on the street. And they showed what it did. And it showed a child who was YouTubing his experience on it, and then he ends up dying a couple days later. And you see the actors on it, and it looks so bad. It looks so crazy that, you know, it made some people go, you know, maybe I should think twice about this. Maybe I should think twice about that. I don't want to be ripping off my clothes. I don't want to be, you know, I don't want people to see me like that. Now, when you're partying with a bunch of people and you're starting to drink, you start to lose your cognition. You start to lose your maturity and your responsibility. And you're like, you know what? I don't care. I want to get stupid. I want to get poop-faced. Let's do it. Well, I don't know how to guard against that. I really don't. But we have to get more graphic. We can't do this, don't do drugs. We can't do this, oh, please, 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 you know, pretty please. It's just not working. These kids are, and it's not a lot. I understand this was one boy, but, you know, you have opioid epidemics and overdoses. You know, it was very interesting. Empire, I watch Empire, and Jamal had an opioid issue. Apparently, he mixed a couple medicines. They didn't tell which, but it sounds like to me it was a Xanax, an opioid, and alcohol. Very, very common mix. But they wanted to be careful because they probably didn't want to get any companies in trouble. All right? My problem with that is they made the overdose look too easy. Okay? They didn't show him urinating on himself. They didn't show him salivating. They didn't show him, you know, his friends threw him in the shower to put some cold water to wake him up. And you know, okay, he's fine. No, we've got to be more graphic. We need people to see more and more of the ugly. Same thing with STDs. Show your kids pictures of genital warts. Tell them this is what their genitals will look like if they don't use a condom. Show them herpes. Show them gonorrhea. Gonorrhea, to me, is one of the most disgusting-looking pictures and visuals that you could show your kid. You know, if you guys, I think, have seen the picture that I'm thinking of, you know, where you have the yellow whatever. Show your kids that if you want to get them to stop having sex. Don't just show them a condom. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Water
is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the United States is experiencing a diabetes epidemic, obviously. We know that. Since 2008, they say the number of Americans with diabetes has risen by 2.2 million people, and it keeps going up. Is it obesity? Is it the fact that we're eating crap? Is it because we're eating only one or two meals a day? Is it a genetic issue? Is it a virus? That could be affecting our pancreas. There's a variety of different theories as to why diabetes is going up, although obesity seems to be the main driving force. They say some states, however, appear to be doing better than others. So yesterday, Gallup and HealthWays released a new report ranking states and communities on incidence of diabetes for 2015. The new report shows Utah, Rhode Island, and Colorado have the lowest incidence of diabetes in the United States. In each of those states, less than 8% of the population has diabetes. They say that's significantly different from Alabama and West Virginia that have the highest number of people with diabetes in the state, with over 16% of the population with diabetes. 16% have diabetes. Now, remember, we've been talking about healthcare dollars. We've been talking about Dr. Representative Price's new the Empowering Patient Act? I think that's his new healthcare act. And so we're talking about how are we going to, you know, keep the pre-existing exclusion, you know, away, all right, you know, from the insurance companies, get premiums to go down. How are we going to do this win-win? How are we going to be able to do something like that? And when you hear that certain states have over 16% of the population with diabetes, there is no way a $250 premium or a $400 premium is going to cover them. So they say the researchers cite the obesity epidemic as one of the greatest contributing factors. They say more than a third of American adults are obese. While not all people with diabetes are obese, and not all who are obese develop diabetes, research shows that about 54% of middle-aged Americans who are obese and have not yet developed diabetes will do so in their lifetime. The study authors, who looked at specific communities within states, I guess they looked at Boulder, Colorado, Bellingham, Washington, Fort Collins, Colorado, Provo, Orem, Utah, and that reported the lowest incidence rates out of cities nationwide. They say Boulder is especially low, with less than 5% of the people in the city diagnosed with it. Boulder. Boulder's doing good. Yet Mobile, Alabama, Charleston, West Virginia, over 17%. So what they did is they did interviews. They did 176,000 telephone interviews with adults across 50 states in 2015. The researchers also interviewed for the community data 246,000. And then what they did is the researchers of the new study recommended communities focus on diabetes education, offering quality health care, monitoring health incomes, engaging with people, technology, etc. And I, you know, they said if we could have these communities do those, maybe what we could do is lower the incidence of diabetes. But I honestly, we have diabetes education out there. What are we missing? Like, we sit here, we read these articles, and we talk about, all right, well, we got to do a better job with diabetes. Let's really get practical. If you're a diabetic, what is preventing you from going to the doctor? Okay, it's expensive. It's expensive to go to the doctor. So I think if you want to help bring down diabetes, we got to bring down copays. We got to bring down deductibles. So that's first and foremost. Two, what's another thing diabetics hate? They hate needles. They don't want to prick their finger to look at. Some do. Some are very, very fascinated with the numbers, and I'm so proud of you guys. But the majority of us, we don't want to be sticking our finger. If I ever get diabetes and it's in the family, am I going to be really pricking my finger three times a day? Hell no, I don't like needles. Same thing with insulin. People don't want insulin. You know how many people are diabetic? They know they're diabetic, but they will not go to the doctor because they don't want to be given insulin. They would rather be a diabetic. We have to be honest. Okay, listen, and I don't blame some of you guys. Insulin is not fun. You could give yourself too much. You could gain weight. You have to keep it refrigerated. You got to give you got to poke yourself four times a day. It's very tough. I get it. And see, this is the type of conversation we need. We need medical providers. We need insurers. We need people to have the nitty gritty talks. What is it that you don't like? Diet. I don't want to go on a diet. I don't want to stop eating carbs. I don't want to do that. So, you know, we unfortunately have to get into your business because we're paying for you. It was a much different world where you just paid for your own private insurance, and whatever the insurance covered was between you and them, and it was no sweat off my back. So, you know, fine, you do whatever. But the conversation is changing now because I have to pay for your premium buy-downs through Obamacare. And it sounds like even with the new insurance, the federal government is going to have to help bail out states that have too many high-risk people that can't afford their own health insurance. So who's high risk? Somebody with diabetes. So now that I have to pay, yeah, I'm going to kind of get in there. But I can't just yell at you. We have to incentivize. We have to promote good behavior because, again, I want the government and I want society as out of your business as possible. But it's going to be in your business if they have to pay. You know, I watched the abortion controversy and, you know, the big argument coming from pro-choice, and understandably so, is this is my body. Stay out of it. I get that. I get that argument. But you want me to stay out of it, but you want my tax dollars. If we are funding Planned Parenthood, or if our tax dollars is funding the abortion, then, you know, you can't have it both ways. All right? Whoever is paying, obviously, is going to want to say so, or they want to stop paying. Now, the majority of Americans would say, look, I have no problem with abortion, just don't have me pay for it. If we had a choice to not pay, maybe it would be a much different scenario, but it isn't. We are federal tax dollars, our tax dollars are going to it. And so, yeah, people are going to have an opinion. Same thing with the diabetes. So do I want to live in a state that has 17% of people with diabetes and are my taxes going to go up because of that? So let's be a little bit more proactive. Let's also see if we could incentivize people to either not use state dollars or to improve their health so that it's not a burden on the state. Now, I'm not saying you're a diabetic by choice, but if you're a very, very bad diabetic that is refusing to take care of themselves or see the doctor, I mean, what are we supposed to do? Now, one thing we can do, all right, which is going to be a little controversial, is we will give you, we will pay for your diabetic medication. We will even pay for your Viagra. As long as you are doing what you're supposed to, you will continue to get the free stuff as long as you are maintaining what you're supposed to. But if you're not, and then all of a sudden you want to land on a doorstep of a government clinic and say, all right, take care of me, that's going to be a problem. So if you are actively trying, that's how unemployment used to work. Unemployment used to work where you had to show you were really, really trying to find a job. And you had to fill out a log, and you had to show that you were really, really trying. Okay, now it's not like that anymore. So what I recommend is rather than here, we're just going to, you know, if you come and see us once every 6 months, it'll still all be free. No, you need to come in once a month. You need to see the diabetic counselor. After you see the diabetic counselor, you go into this room. After you get your blood test, you go into this room. And then we're handing you your medication. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit
hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC, 1-877-DOCDALE. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Delia and on Facebook at Dr. Delia Show. Remember when we had to learn the periodic table? I had to, in school, memorize the periodic table and fill it out with all the letters. We didn't have to put the actual weights of the elements, but we had to put, you know, lead and, you know, hydrogen, helium, and all that, right? I guess the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry, which is, by the way, a century-old organization, who are the ones to maintain the periodic table, finally announced that it had approved the names of four new elements. All right, and chemistry students around the country are like, are you kidding me, really? They've been reported by the Washington Post. They say these monikers attach a new heavy element with the result of almost a year-long process. So remember back in 2015, the IUPAC, which is the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry, made the first of several broadcasts, four elements, numbers 113, 115, 117, and 118, met the criteria for inclusion in the periodic table. The seventh bottom row of the periodic table was complete. In June, the IUPAC announced the tentative names, and on November 28th, after a five-month waiting period, and I don't know how much money, they accepted public comments. I would want a periodic element named after Dahlia. The organization released an updated periodic table. The June names had passed muster and are set to be ratified at the organization's meeting in July. No, I don't think we have the names yet. They say, to be clear, the general public never had a shot at naming the elements directly. They say, but a few people tried to sway the IUPAC. According to the IUPAC, they said it was a real pleasure to realize that so many people are interested in the naming of the new elements. Ha! Emoji elements, Fassbender. Anyway, there were high school students making essays and possible names, telling how proud they would be to participate in the discussion. They said, for now, we can all cherish a periodic table completed down to the seventh row. Oh, well, you know what? No, we got the names. We got the names. But you know what? Can I just say something here? I think that's cruel. Really? The general public had absolutely no say. And these students had to do reports and essays. They could have at least awarded one student the honor. You know, that would have been very cool. All right. So here are the four new elements. Nihonium, NH, for element 113. Moscovium, these are ridiculous names, MC, for element 115. Tennessine, for element 117. Why? Was that found in Tennessee? And Oganesson for element 118. See, I would have named them Legolas, Stridor, Dahlia, and Chocolate. Hell no. They say, in keeping with the IUPAC standards, okay, I guess there's some big standards, the scientists who discovered the elements proposed the accepted names. There were ground rules. The names must refer to a scientist, mythology, substance. I'm a scientist. Substance. I release a lot of substances. Elemental property or place. Three of the names, oh, I get it. Moscovium is from Moscow. I get it. Tennessine is Tennessee, and Nihonium is Japan. These reflect where the scientist institutions were located. Oh, no wonder we didn't have a chance. Oganesson is in honor of Yuri Oganessian, a nuclear physics professor at the Joint Institute for Nuclear Research. Wait, who did he have to know? Man... Nihonium was the first element to be given a name with Japanese origin. They say the periodic table is a great legacy in chemistry. I'm filled with deep emotion that there is an element with a Japanese name. That is pretty cool. All right, so they say with large numbers of protons in their nuclei, nihonium, as its atomic number indicates, is 113 protons. That's where the number comes from, how many protons they have. Doing the proton dance? Okay, that was the neutron dance. The elements are considered super heavy and unstable. Huh. Maybe because of Fukushima. They exist only in laboratories for a fraction of a second before they break down. And they get a whole block on the periodic table. Come on. Niohonium was first synthesized in 2004 by bashing zinc ions with the element bismuth. I don't know why they did that. I mean, some of us play the drums, other people bash the zinc and bismuth. Took years of work for the Japanese researchers to confirm its existence, recreating the element back in 2005, and then again in 2012. Now, I don't have any other information on Tennessean or the other ones. So, there we go. So, students, you have to learn this stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say low-dose aspirin could save the United States $692 billion. If you took low-dose aspirin, they say it could reduce our risk of heart disease, cancer, leading to a significant savings in health. I'm a big fan of aspirin, low-dose aspirin, or enteric-coated Icosa aspirin, little baby aspirin, a little cute baby, 81-milligram aspirin. Little baby aspirin. Problem is my dad took aspirin and still died of a heart attack. So, I mean, it's, you can't not go to the doctor because you're taking your aspirin. University of Southern California researchers used national data to assess the long-term benefits of daily aspirin usage. They calculated that taking low-dose aspirin every day would prevent 11 cases of heart disease and 4 cases of cancer for every 1,000 Americans aged 51 to 79. They say, although the health benefits of aspirin are well established, few people take it, the study lead author. He is the founding director and CEO of the university's Lawrence J. Ellison Institute for Transformative Medicine. Says, our study shows multiple health benefits and a reduction in healthcare spending from this simple low-cost measure could be a standard in care. Okay, I get that. They say life expectancy would increase by 0.3 years, which means that out of 1,000 people, 8 more would reach the age of 80. 3 more would reach the age of 100 in 1,000 people. Now, get this. By 2036, an estimated 900,000 more Americans would be alive. I know what you're thinking, but don't think that. That's not nice. In addition, low-dose aspirin used by older Americans would result in an estimated national net health benefit worth $692 billion. Listen, being 80 years old doesn't mean you're wheelchair-bound, okay? I am seeing 80- and 90-year-olds rock it. I mean, they could still be very productive in society. And you know what? If they aren't, who cares? There are veterans, there are grandmothers and grandfathers, and, fine. I don't like the idea of this talk on slowing down this life expectancy so we don't have too many people to take care of. I don't like that idea. I mean, you built this earth. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to lose my wits, and I hope I don't. But I am going to be really mad at you guys, especially you younger people, if you're like, all right, now that Dolly is 70, we're done with her. I that's going to make me mad, right? Especially since I have busted my butt, okay, to help build my corner of this country and help put as many tax dollars as I did into the system. Just for you guys to go, oh, she's old. That's not nice. So, I like the idea of us at least looking at something like this. Got to be careful, though, with aspirin, because what could aspirin do? They could cause gastrointestinal bleeding. All right? There's also been some issues with, kidney, right? Even heart. So you still got to be very, very careful with those types of medications. But, saving us money by decreasing heart disease and decreasing cancer by simple medicine. And, they even talk about the anti-cancer properties. They've also talked about the antimicrobial properties of aspirin that they're studying. Very cool stuff. I think aspirin has a lot to offer. 1-877-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve. a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.